Victory 91.5. Good morning, Risenstein, David and Leanna. Ray Haynes is in this morning teaching on the season of Tammuz. And as always, the phone rings off the hook with people wanting to know if this is going to be available on compact disc or 8-track. This will be available as a
on
link.
On 45s.
On 45.
See what I did there?
How about that? We'll post a link on Victory's Facebook page and Risenstein on Facebook as soon as Ray is done. And that link will give you all of the segments that he has been teaching on this morning. Powerful and prophetic, this season of Tammuz that 99.98% of us are not familiar with.
It's just one of those times. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as we arrive here at 8 o'clock for normally we pray, and that's the recipe for Tammuz. We're going to talk a few more sessions, just a little bit more, but we're going to stop to pray because that is the answer. In almost every situation, it's the answer, but in Tammuz especially. And the guidance we've said already is go with Scripture. Go with where God is leading. Go if you interact with God, He is going to encounter you, and He's going to talk to you. He's going to share with you, and He's going to prepare you, and you're going to be more aware when you get in situations. This is a season you've got to get close. And 1 Timothy 2:1 says, "Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." Mm-hmm. All right, so that's your recipe in Tammuz. Now, let me break it down real quick. Supplication is asking for grace. Mm. That is by far the most important thing you can do in every situation and every moment you pray. God, give me grace. And if you're praying for somebody else, God, give them grace. Mm-hmm. And specifically in the situations, you're asking for grace and mercy and favor to be given so you can receive something from Him, like strength or courage, because, you know, sometimes it's just we can't receive the thing we want because we need grace to receive that. Yep. So that's supplication. Prayer, basically, I know you think, I know what prayer is, but prayer is humbly asking for judgment. Isn't that odd? It's for God to intervene and mediate because of a situation, an enemy, or a weakness that is stronger than us. Mm. So that particular word for prayer there in the Greek, that means you're asking for God to judge, to bring judgment. Mm. Because sometimes, in the case in North Carolina, you have a situation where God needs to intervene and He needs to judge one. But that means He also is judging you. That's why you're drawing close to Him, so He can judge you, so you can reveal your heart, and He can reveal your heart. Intercession is engaging or meeting to plead for some change or to make a deal. So you're interceding. In other words, this is no longer just asking, you're crying out to God, because you're asking, you're working through it. What about this? Well, what about that? So you're engaging that way. And obviously giving thanks, that is not just thank you. It's to have faith that God is sovereign and able to make all grace abound to you. So we're commanded to give thanks in all things. Mm. All right. So let's take a few minutes and do that. That sound good?
Sounds great. Mm-hmm. Have at it.
Father, we just thank you. First and more than anything, God, we thank you for the season that you brought us to, that we have this life in our lungs, this breath that allows us to worship you, to adore you, to give you thanks, and that you've given us life. And for as long as our days remain here on this earth, God, we thank you for the opportunities that you give us. And God, we just ask for grace in all of the situations we've already mentioned, for your Jewish people, for those who are lost, for those who are encountering things today that they're just ill-prepared for. Father, we ask for grace as we deal with situations where we'll have discernment, we'll have understanding as we encounter the things that are coming against us. And God, we just need to receive more of you. So God, would you just give us grace for that? God, open up our hearts to receive more and more and more of you. Help your word to be alive. Give us grace to hear and understand. Give us grace to pray so we don't just get weary in crying out to you and spending time with you and get distracted or get lost or get caught up in this thing or this social media or that activity or this person or on television, but that we really really engage and receive. And we need grace to do that, God. You are the answer, and your grace is the answer.
Yes.
And God, we ask for judgment. God, would you judge us? Would you look inside our hearts and shine a light so bright that we can see the difference where there's light, where there's darkness, where our mind is dwelling or being carried away in sin or just attitudes are flowing from that, from this thought life. Mm-hmm. Judge our thought life right now, God, and make it clear and help us, God, as you bring judgment in the situations of our life. There's things that we're loving that we need to hate, and there's things and people that we're looking at odds with that we need to love.
Mm-hmm.
And God, there's just so many situations where your judgment, your truth is going to be the defining moment.
Yes.
So God, would you just bring that right now? And God, we ask you for your mercy,
yes,
your compassion.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, would you pour it out? We know we don't deserve it. We know America is well deserving of the mess that it's in and all that's coming. But God, you love us. You treasure us.
Mm-hmm.
So God, we intercede for our government, for our legislature, for our judicial system, especially for police departments, for
yes.
sheriff departments, for those who are going to be the hub in this season where so much craziness happens, where they have just laid down their lives to do the right thing and mm-hmm. be the right thing.
Right.
Father, would you just quiet the voices of rage, the shut down the voices of media that are just causing and stirring up chaos. And Lord, instead, would you just cause a rising up of strength in those who are put here to protect us.
Mm.
And God, in just all of these things, we ask that for this radio station, that you would protect it, that you would guard it,
yes.
that you'd put those around it to do that, and you would enable us to proclaim boldly your word 24/7. And God, we just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. You're listening to Victory 91.5. You're not going to hear this anywhere. You're not going to hear teaching on the season of Tammuz. Ray Haynes is in. Leanne and I are here, and we're just sitting here taking notes.